Hi, Sharon. My name's Madeline. I have two male guinea pigs, and I was hoping to bring them in for just like a general health check. I haven't been with you guys before. I'd like to give you guys a try if you've got any availability. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I'd say overall they're healthy. Just one of them has a bit of a leaky eye. I can't tell if it's hay poke, but it just sort of, it doesn't seem to be irritating him too much, but I'd still like to just be sure. I can do, I'm a teacher, I'm on school holidays now, so I've actually got availability. I could do, I just have like appointments here and there, but do you have anything like on the Wednesday maybe? The Wednesday, the 9:45 is fine. Last year I tried Albany Creek and like that was all fine, but one of them was not doing so well and they recommended I went to Brisbane Bird and Exotics at Greenfloat, but I had a bit of a bad experience there, so yeah, they essentially told me to euthanize one of them and here he is a year later, perfectly fine. So, like I just would like to try somewhere else. My name is Madeline. Yep, that's right. It's Lundsgaard, LUNDSGAARD. Number 81, Greenhaven, Circuit, Narangba. Yeah, 0413-498-357. I've got Snow and Biscuit. I'd say they're about 2 years, 4 months. Both boys. Yeah. Yes, he is white with long hair. Very majestic. He's all white, but he does have like one brown patch of fur over his right eye. Biscuit is multicolored, like he's predominantly black with a little patch of white on his butt and then a little bit of tan here and there. I think he's an Abyssinian. Not entirely sure, like I think that's the closest I've come across. He's the same, yes. I am not sure. I had adopted them from the neighbor almost 2 years ago, and they did not give me much context, only that they thought at the time they were about 6 months old. That's all I have to work with. Snow. Yeah, he had a bladder stone, and he was really severely underweight. And Albany Creek did X-rays and said it was small enough that he'd be able to pass it. And they believed that he did, but then he just was still so underweight, and so they referred him to Green Slopes. And that person said, it's hard to tell what the cause is, and that she recommended euthanizing him. I think so. They've both vets have said, he's quite a small piggy. When you feel his skull, he's always quite small. And I know both of their weights are not as heavy as they could be, but I don't give them pellets. They eat predominantly hay, and I try to aim for one cup of veggie per piggy per day. And they get grass and all of that as well. But I still think Snow's still quite typically on the lighter side, but I wouldn't say he's extremely underweight. Do you find he goes through phases where his hair thins out a little bit? And I think it could possibly be Biscuit sort of displaying dominance. But they don't fight to an extent where they draw blood. They just sort of do the rumble strutting and don't ever see him attacking. But sometimes if they stay with my parents, they go in a smaller enclosure. And I find after those visits, possibly because they've been in a smaller space, I find that's when the hair thins a bit. But I think overall, from what I can tell, I think they're both healthy. But I guess that's why I want to do this visit, just to be sure. Yep. So it's basically M. McGregor, M for Mary, and then McGregor. So it's MMCGREGOR 95@hotmail.com. Thank you. Awesome, thank you. And just quickly, do you know roughly how much the consultations are? Yep, okay, thank you. Thank you so much, really appreciate it. Thank you, see you later, bye.